Eighth grade is like the most important year.
Yeah, I
too.
Think it's one of them.
Yeah, you go to high school next year.
You're going to be presented with a lot more things about like getting pregnant and drugs. And if you can't learn about that now.
More peer pressure in high school.
So I think we should at least have a couple of days where we all just do like a workshop because it's just so important.
From what you've been saying, obviously there are middle school students that are sexually active.
Exactly. Yeah. There are.
Do you think that's pretty common?
It's not like really common, but it's common.
Yeah. I think a lot of girls, and guys.
That'll change in high school?
I think it'll be like extremely common in high school.
Everybody loses their virginity in high school.
Say that again?
Everybody usually loses their virginity in high school.
Maida, your eyes went like this.
You guys are just...
It's true. Okay, so I want to give you guys a little reality check. 50% of the people in high school or more, so 50-51, are not sexually active at all.
Really?
But that means half. So in this room, four girls, that means half of you may, half of you are not likely to. So that's why we need health.
Exactly.
So that you know that half the kids choose not to.
If I was your age, it might change me if I thought every girl in high school is going to be having sex and not be a virgin by the time she's out of high school. And I think it would change me if people told me that nobody ever does that. Those opinions would affect me.
I think some people are going to think that everybody in high school loses their virginity, that like they have to.
So it's just a matter of when and who. Alex, did you think everybody loses their virginity in high school?
No. I thought a good amount of people did.
I thought 75% of people did.
Do you guys know about Teen Clinic?
Nope.
I do some trips to Teen Clinic. Teen Clinic is a fabulous place, and they have all the resources, and that's where I get my information. It's completely free, and they offer wonderful services to young people on days that are just for teens. So you can go in there, and you can talk about anything to do with sexuality, and for kids who are thinking of becoming sexually active, it's a great place to go beforehand, in fact.
And they won't tell your parents.
No. It's actually a right that you have.
Yeah,
you can have birth control as young as 11 years old.